Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to KNR Constructions Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. K. Venkatrama Rao, General Manager, Finance and Accounts, KNR Constructions Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Rao.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us today on the call to discuss the financial results for Q1 FY27. Along with me, I have Mr. K. Jalandhar Reddy, Executive Director and Strategic Growth Advisor, our Investor Relations Advisors. We have uploaded results and investor presentation on our stock exchanges as well as on our company website. I hope everyone got an opportunity to go through it. We would like to touch upon a few key company updates and industry posts, which we will have a question-and-answer session. The road sector is currently going through a phase of the recalibration, with the project awarding remaining subdued in the initial month of FY27, following the softness witnessed through FY26. During the quarter, NHAI awarded approximately 107 km of the project, while execution also moderated to around 638 km. That said, the government continued to back the sector with a strong spending commitment for FY27. The Union Budget has allocated close to 3.1 lakh crore to the road transport sector, and the road sector CapEx outlay is up around 8% after two relatively subdued years. This gives us confidence that the groundwork is in place for awarding activity to pick up, even though tendering and award has been slower to come through in this first quarter. NHAI has also outlined a revised FY27 plan to award 54 highways and expressway projects covering 2,444 km worth of combined 1.8 lakh crore across 13 states so that the near-term awarding environment remains measured. This identified pipeline gives us reasonable visibility for coming quarter. Overall, while the sector is seeing some moderation right now, we remain positive on the awarding outlook for the rest of the year and believe that underlying spending pipeline is healthy. Beyond, we are also seeing
Speakers, sorry for interrupting. Your voice is breaking.
Is it okay now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. The government continued to focus strongly on the railway's capacity expansion and modernization, with a record of 2.93 lakh crore of the capital expenditure allocated to the Indian Railways for FY27, going towards capacity augmentation, multi-tracking freight corridors, safety, station redevelopment, and better rail connectivity. This is creating a healthy pipeline of the project across the rail system. The outlook is particularly encouraging for Andhra Pradesh, which has received a record 10,134 crore railway allocation for FY27, and the operationalization of South Coast Railway Zone, which further strengthens the focus on rail infrastructure in the region and supports new project execution. We see this as an opportunity to gradually diversify our order book into the railway civil works, track infrastructure, and related works. With this strong government spending and the growing pipeline across the southern region, railways are gaining increasing importance in our medium-term business mix. Urban mobility is another segment that continues to see healthy activity, with the government supporting the expansion of metro and mass rapid transit. New corridors and extensions are being planned across key cities, creating a sizable pipeline across elevated corridors, viaducts, stations, bridges, and related civil work. As part of our medium-term diversification strategy, we are actively evaluating railway and metro projects as they come up for tender. Through our focus, we remain on selectively pursuing projects where we see adequate execution visibility, attractive returns, and good fit with our existing capacity. Another emerging opportunity is the battery energy storage system segment, which are expected significant over the coming year. Overall, we believe that long-term infrastructure opportunity in India remain intact, although the composition of growth is evolving. Railway will continue to remain our core opportunity, but we see the next phase of growth becoming increasing diversified across expressway, railway, urban mobility, mining, irrigation, logistics, and emerging areas such as energy storage. We remain positive on overall opportunity and will continue to focus on building a strong and diversified order book while maintaining our discipline on the project selection and returns. Now coming to the key update of the company, the percentage of physical progress as on 30th June 2026 for HAM project is as follows. Ramnata Tukara to Valanchery 100% completed. Valanchery to Capricat 100% completed. Magadi to Somwarpet approximately 91.35%. Maripadu to Somwarpadu approximately 86.03%. Mysore to Kushalnagar package 4 around 20% and Mysore to Kushalnagar package 5 around 18.28%. As of 30th June 2026, the company has already invested rupees 595 crores out of rupees 805 crores revised equity requirement for our all the existing HAM project. The additional equity requirement of 210 crores to be infused as 125 crores and 85 crores is in FY27 and 28 respectively. You can refer to slide number 26 of investor presentation for detail on each HAM project. The company may require further additional equity investment of around 510 crores for Chennai ECR and Telangana NHI HAM projects. During the contract, the company, along with its JV partner, Sushi Infra and Mining Limited, received a letter of acceptance from South Eastern Coalfield Limited for a coal mining project at Kusmunda in Chhattisgarh. The project has a total value of 3,361 crores excluding GST and is to be executed over a period of 8 years. As part of the share purchase agreement with Indus Infra Trust, the company completed the transfer of its 100% stake in KNR Ramgiri Infra Private Limited and KNR Palni Infra Private Limited. In KNR Ramgiri, the company has invested 53 crores in SPV through equity and sub-debt and received a total consideration of 227 crores from the purchaser. And for KNR Palni, the company has invested rupees 64 crores in SPV through equity and subordinate debt and received a consideration of 295 crores, including 90 crores of cash surplus as EPC claim from the purchaser. On the credit front, CRISIL rating reaffirmed the company's long-term bank facility rating at CRISIL AA stable and short-term rating at CRISIL A1+, reflecting the company's strong credit profile. Now coming to the order book position. As on 30th June 2026, the company total order book stands at 8,667 crores. This order book does not include the recently won two HAM project and mining project. Including the HAM project and the mining project, the company's total order book stands at 15,234 crores. This is divided into 38% for the road sector, 11% for the irrigation project, 6% for the pipeline project, and 45% for the mining project. Client-wise diversification is 71% of order book is from the third-party client and balance 29% from the captive HAM project. Third-party order book percentage is also split between state government contract as 24%, whereas 46% for the central government and balance 1% from the other private party. The current order book will executable over a period of 3 to 3.5 years, excluding the mining project. In this line, the company is targeting order inflow of range of around 8,000 to 10,000 crores during FY27, comprising a healthy mix of NHI projects, irrigation projects, and other state government infrastructure works. Now let me take through the Q1 FY27 standalone financial performance first, followed by the consolidated performance. The revenue for the quarter ended stood at rupees 436.7 crores. EBITDA for Q1 FY27 stood at rupees 65 crores and EBITDA margin is 15%. Net profit for the quarter was rupees 282.3 crores. Now coming to Q1 FY27 consolidated financial performance, the revenue for the quarter stood at rupees 587.9 crores. EBITDA for Q1 FY27 stood at rupees 96.4 crores and EBITDA margin is at 16.4%. Net profit for the quarter was rupees 80.7 crores. Now moving on the consolidated standalone balance sheet, the company continued to remain in a strong balance sheet. The working capital days stood at 133 days compared to 78 days as of March 26. The consolidated debt as of 30th June 2026 stood at 1,975 crores as compared to rupees 2,438 crores as of 31st March 2026. The net debt to equity on consolidated basis as of 30th June 2026 stand at 0.9 as compared to 0.49 as of March 26. With this, we can open the floor for question and answer. Over to you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Nitin S. Dharmavat with Aurum Edge LLP. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Dharmavat, please go ahead. Mr. Dharmavat, please unmute yourself and go ahead. Since there is no reply from the line of Mr. Dharmavat, we'll move to the next. That is Vaibhav Shah with JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Execution front? Yeah, sir. From the execution front, how do we see the entire year for FY27 and what could be the growth in FY28?
FY27 actually we are targeting, because you know that we did last year around 2000 crores. So this year actually definitely we will cross more than 2000, but maybe you can say 10 to 15% more. So maybe around 2200 to 2300 will be FY27. Because what are the execution is going to start our ECR Chennai project and Telangana Mehboob Nagar project and this in the Q3 and mining project of Kusmunda Chhattisgarh that is going to start in next, you can say by next month. So 27 will be this, and as far as 28 is concerned, definitely that year should be the good year actually, because what are the projects are there, they will, everything project will actually completely start in FY28. So 28 should be more than actually 3000 crores we will try to achieve.
Okay, sir, for the two new HAMs, when do we expect the AD?
They will start in Q3 actually, that's
right. We expect in AD, in Q3, the AD is for two new HAMs.
Q3 we are expecting AD.
And the older mining project? Last year's mining project?
Last year mining project in the Chhattisgarh actually. So this project has got only the forest clearance, one stage only clear. The stage clearance 2 has not come. So it will take further actually around 8 to 10 months to start the project. But what are the project in Kusmunda, Chhattisgarh recently we got actually. That project is going to start in within 1 month actually.
The older one will start in FY28 only probably.
For that 28 only actually.
Okay. So how is the execution going on in the water pipeline order and what revenue we target for next 2 years, 27-28?
Water pipeline project is now, initially there was some challenge in that project, but that project is doing good actually. So order book is left out around 830 crores is there. So this year definitely we are target to do somewhere around 300 to 400 crores in this year and balance in the next year.
For year as a whole, what margin are we targeting for 27 and 28?
Because this, you have seen the Q1 as well as Q2 also, so margin will be the same only, but definitely from Q3 well, the execution of this our HAM project and our mining project will start. So Q3, Q4 margin should be good actually. So, but our it will be somewhere end of around 11 to 12% EBITDA will be there in Q3, Q4, And definitely in next year, actually, it should be better because once all project will be in the full operational capacity, then definitely once turnover will be more. So corresponding, our EBITDA will be more too. But average around 12%-13% of EBITDA we can achieve.
In next year?
Yeah.
And for FY 2025, it could be something around 9%-10%.
Nine. Because Q3, Q4 will be only around 10%-11%. So average will be around, you can say, 8%-9% will be there.
Okay. Sir, lastly, on the irrigation recovery, so what are our expectations? So how do you see those coming down? Did we have any talks recently with the ministry?
Yeah, sir. The recent talks, this week developments we speak about, there had been a positive discussion with the finance ministry as well with the irrigation department, as because of the lesser rains that are happening and expecting huge crisis of water into Hyderabad city kind of thing. And our project, one of that package four, stands very suitable for them to pump out some water in emergencies and all that. So they are now considering to speed it up, actually. So for that, they thought they will pay in installments. They even asked us to continue for a speedy working up. So I think earlier also this discussion was done by CMO, but right now they are very serious. They are talking about installment payments. There was they said every month they will be paying us around 80-90 crores kind of arrangement, which they said within I think almost 650 crore is outstanding on the that project. And again, there is some RE, the revised estimate is also there, which is more than 700-800 crore. So I think this 650 crore part, they said they'll be paying in 6-7 installments. Maybe they've spoken about 10 installments, but we said it's not possible. If you go for 10 installments, it will run in a year time and we'll be losing a lot of money towards the interest payments only because the delays have been so much and further delay is not acceptable to us. So they said that they will try to adjust in 5 to 6 installments. I think some positive news, if they pay first installment, then definitely we will see that something is happening on that front, actually. So again, some positive discussion is there, that's the, which I'm sharing. Later we have to see what happens. But I think this time they are serious. This time they are serious, I think.
So this year we can expect something around 600 crores from the government in 27?
600 crore, yes sir, actually, but they said about, say, the 5-6 installments they were talking about, that 650 crores only. And that RE concerned, I have a submission, you know, that there is a committee, the technical committee has cleared that the revised estimate has to be sanctioned by the government. So I think that is constituted by the same government itself. So they have decided that this is a genuine thing and it could be paid. So I think it needs finance ministry approval as well, irrigation ministry approval after that committee. Then they should make a GO, then it will come into for payment. So that may take 5-6 months process. So I think once they get over with this payments, they will start doing that also, kind of that. Right now only this much news is with me, sir.
Can we expect 400 to 500 crores coming in this year?
Yes, of course. I am expecting.
Okay. And sir, lastly, out of the irrigation book of 60-85 crores as of June, what would be the unbilled portion where revenue has already been recognized?
Around 825 crores is there.
825 recognized already.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, what could be the HAM debtors as of June?
HAM debtors as of June is 178 crores.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Shravan Shah, Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, couple of questions.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Kaise ho, sir?
Good, sir.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Sir, couple of things. So first, what is the value of L1 currently? Second, how many value of projects that we have bidded and where bid is yet to open?
So around 1500 we have L1, sir, announced, but I think LOI is yet to issue. Few are in Chennai and few are in Hyderabad city actually. So apart from that, pipeline, so we have submitted a couple of bids. I don't know. I'm not very sure about things, what is happening there. Yes, sir.
Okay. Second, sir, in terms of capex in Q1, how much we have done, and now this Kuskunda irrigation mining will also start. So overall, in both the mining, how much capex we need to do, and in FY27, how much, and in FY28, how much we are planning to do the capex for that?
Yes, sir. Actually, the first Banhadi mine we speak about, sir. There some land acquisition is still going on, sir. I think we expect around 5 months to 6 months that can happen for the land acquisition. So after that, I think we'll have to deploy equipment and all that. There also we'll be needing about say 350 to 400 crore roughly the equipment will be required. Second, I talk about the Kuskunda mine, which is now on execution. I think we have been issued LOA 1.5 months back. And now it's they are insisting us to start the work, but they have given that 100-ton dump was the minimum capacity to be started with the OB removals. So those equipment which we don't have and we have started procuring them, right now, I think appointed date is expected in first week of September. In fact, they are insisting us to take from August itself, but August is Kuskunda, then there is a big rain that is happening. I think non-stop rains are happening there. We are trying to prepare that road widenings and all, because that hall road, we call it as hall road. Hall road is not prepared. So that widening we are doing, because 100-ton movement earlier we will be needing 30-meter the wider road is required. That we are unable to do because the daily there is rain going on. So then we are refusing to take the appointed date, because you cannot insist us to take an appointed date in the rainy season and ask us to do some progress by which we will fall into issues. So which they are considering, I think first week they are talking about appointed date to happen. Most probably, I think September first week onwards, it should go dry. We are also expecting that. So definitely, I think that will come into operation from first, second week of September, sir. And equipment also we have purchased enough. I think around 500 to 600 crore equipment need to be deployed. Certain we are planning old, that's why I'm saying that vague word between 500 and 600. So certain old equipments are can be used for coal transportation and all, so which we are trying to use.
So total capex for Kuskunda is 500 to 600 crore or 500 to 600 crore dumpers we are saying?
No, sir, everything. Actually, it's put together, you know. We need surface miners, dumpers, excavators, and then dozers. Hall road preparation and maintenance of the road will be used by the graders supporting other equipment like lighting equipment, and then the other coal dumpers, and then surface miners. All that put together, we are talking about.
Okay. So both put together close to a kind of a 900,000 crore CapEx is there. So in Q1, how much, sir, we have already spent, and in for full year FY 2027, how we look at in terms of CapEx for this?
Actually, sir, Q1, we spent nothing. I think Q2, these things are coming up. I think almost around 200-250 crores we have already given orders. Rest of it, we'll be giving it because, you know, the land is not fully available there also. But in available land, we are trying to start around 46 hectares they are supposed to give us, which will run our show for 1 to 1.5 years. So meanwhile, that Riddhi village is there. Riddhi village need to be acquired. If you acquire Riddhi village in 1 to 1 year time, definitely we'll be able to make a clear stretch for another 2 to 2.5 years. So it goes like that, sir, actually.
Okay.
Q1, we did only 14 crores of the CapEx.
Okay. So overall, if we have to build in terms of number for CapEx, so for FY 2027, 2028, including this mining and others, how much CapEx one can build in? So accordingly, the question is how one can look at the depreciation and when it will start inching up.
Because all this CapEx we will take, as sir told, on phase-wise only. So definitely Kusmunda work is going on, so there will be more. And for Jharkhand project, because it will take further around 9 to 10 months to start. So as far as Kusmunda is concerned, definitely that is phase-wise. So maybe this year we will do somewhere 250-300 crores. And balance, if available land is there, so we will do in the next year.
Actually, the department is insisting us for fully mobilization. They are assuring that we will not keep your equipment idle. We'll even give from, that is actually FCCL is doing one patch, out of which they are using only 45-50% of their patch only. So other patch is free to do some work. So they are asking us, unless your Riddhi village is vacated, we'll be accommodating there also. That's what they are saying. So definitely, I think it has some meaning. So 60-70%, 80% of installation we'll have to do this year if they insist.
So next year, then the CapEx would be a 500-600 crore kind of a number should be there. Obviously, the phase basis, but broadly, if I have to break it down, so FY 2028, roughly 400-500 or 500-600 crore kind of a CapEx will be there.
Actually, sir, this year, I think Kusmunda, you can take 400, we'll be doing this year. 400, 450. Up to 450 we'll touch. Then, Banhadi, if it happens, you know, that is around 200 this year we'll have to do. Because there we can use a lot of old equipment. There is no restriction on using higher capacity equipment. So you are free to use whatever the equipment you have, you can do the mining. So all our road equipment which they were working, if they are not busy, I can deploy and do that. Yeah.
Okay. So sir, the depreciation then how one can look at, so this quarter 10 crore was there.
Sir, actually, so that's what I couldn't get the figure. Actually, I've asked our team to calculate it properly. You know, what happens, there's around, see, on overall Kusmunda, if you take, I'm just talking about an example. It is almost around 500-600 crore, means 550 crores you can take for that matter. But the turnover you can expect, and with that equipment is around 400 crores. So there, the depreciation is charged heavily. So I don't know what sort of EBITDA that will fetch, because it's not like roads. You know, roads we used to deploy 10% of the entire project cost. That is this thing. But every year we used to get, even see, if I take a 1,500 crore project, 700-800 crores will directly come in a year. So that is distributed quite in a proper way for the highways. But here, complete equipment base and labor base and HSD, the diesel, all three are major components. Nothing else is the other thing. So here, quite difficult for me today, but I'm very sure, you know, while quoting the bid or while assessing my, even after bid, we have done a lot of practical data collected from various other players and all that, and with the different manufacturers, we have collected the data.
After that data, I'm very confident that we'll be able to make PAT level about, say, 6 plus.
Okay. But broadly, 7-8 years, we will be depreciating whatever the capex that we do, we will depreciate over 7-8 years. That's the way one can look at broadly.
Sir, actually, we are working out different ways. You know, one sort of method what we started from these dumpers, you know, that Caterpillar is offering every 2 years buyback policy. And that is working out much cheaper for us, you know, because the maintenance cost after second year is going up like anything for that dumpers. So what we are also planning to go buyback method only. So, and they assure around 75% of return to us after 2 years. So, completely we use for 2 years, again, we replace with the new truck. So that, you know, efficiency of the trucks is good and fuel efficiency is good and maintenance is less. So, with that, I think the capital cost what we are incurring, the differential capital cost what we are incurring, even we take it into the consideration. We are in good profit for that. So such methods are there for Caterpillar equipments. Yeah. So even the Komatsu dumpers we have placed in order because of the urgency, we even have to choose that Caterpillar grade equipment also, the Komatsu equipment. The Komatsu is also offering similar type of buybacks. We have insisted that, they agreed for that. So we will have that. But certain equipments are surface miners and certain dozers and all that, they don't have this type of arrangement. Even for coal equipment is also not having such an arrangement. So there we'll have to take it for 5 years and then scrap it and then go for the new ones. Every 5 year cycle we are taking, sir.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir.
But surface miner being a higher cost equipment, that we are continuing for 8 years. Because that surface miner, each one is costing about, say, 13 crore. And we will be requiring 4 numbers right now. And if at all any delay that happens, we'll have to induce one more. So up to five, that itself is becoming a bigger ticket. So that we will continue for this thing. So the certain pattern is there, which we have decided, by which company can make good margins.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Faisal Hawa with HE Aware Company. Please go ahead.
Sir, now that the capex, at least for the coming year, is only on account of the mining project, why are we not giving a larger dividend or a suitable buyback?
Yes, sir. Buyback, we are considering, sir. We'll come back on it. I think most of the decisions are getting done. A final meeting need to be concluded to come back on that. Second, sir, that capex that is happening in capex thing concerned definitely that coal mines we have to do, and certain maintenance capex is also there in that actually. You know that most of the projects got completed, and there the equipments they become little bit older and not viable for operation. Those we have deciding and we are replacing with the new ones. But, you know, actually we have completed the two Kerala projects and then Mangalore project and Vinashi also. With all that, those equipments, wherever we can accommodate, we'll try to accommodate. Then after that, whatever we need, then those only we will try to replace. Rest of them, we will just sell it and then be ready for another order to come and then deploy.
Sir, it is very heartening to note that now mining, which was not even a major vertical for us, has now become 45% of our total order book.
So, sir, actually, concerned the ticket size will looks bigger, but year turnover will become very less actually. You know, that 3,300 crores is the order size which looks at. It can give you only 400 to 350 crore turnover. And the Kusmunda mine is also 5,000 crore, out of which my share is about, say, 75%. That is only stood at 3,500. So like this, there are a lot of ifs and buts, and those to be completed in 5 years. And Kusmunda is almost 8 years we need to complete. So this is the way the that is scattering, sir.
So is it like envisageable in the future that we have many such sectors entering our order books and they really become quite significant for us? Things like solar EPC, or even, for example, something to do with data center, or even large bridges or dam projects.
Sir, sir. We have see. Main thing is that most of the flyovers are coming in the EPC mode itself. So the minimal working capital will be required. That's it. And other highway projects concerned, most of the equipment we own, and then wherever there is an equity commitment, that we are just keeping it reserved. In fact, the not taking the decision early on buyback proposals is one of the reasons that we are keeping reserved with our future requirements on equity as well on the capex. So those things we are keeping in mind, then we are moving forward. So this is the cautious call which we are trying to take, actually.
And then about the Telangana outstanding, you feel that once at least the first installment comes through, then the rest of the installments will come without follow-up, or you will have to make rounds of government every month and try to process recover?
Sir, actually, we have decided to make full rounds and get that at least, because every time I have to and actually that is need of an hour. Now I'll be needing that money badly, so I'm making lot of efforts on that. Actually, I don't want to leave them the committed date. I'll go sit there unless they write the check. I'll not come back. Like that we are planning. Let us see, sir, how it goes.
So it will not be like an automatic thing. You will have to keep on following every month.
Sir, actually, they say it's an automatic thing. Once we start doing, we'll do every month. We'll be paying you 70 crore, 80 crore, whatever they're saying. But unless you don't push, things will not happen. You know that in Telangana government now, situation is different. Earlier, sir, we never used to even go for payments. We submit the bill, we used to get. That gut feeling, I went on a bigger order book size and I landed into this issue, actually.
But to your credit, sir, you have never taken any Andhra Pradesh orders, even though you have been so close to the state. And
we'll try to keep a close watch on it, sir, and we'll be pushing that very hard. Pardon, sir? Pardon?
No, it is that you have always avoided even Andhra Pradesh orders, so you have been ever careful with outstandings. But these are accidents which sometimes happen in business, and I don't think we can blame the management for this.
Okay. Yeah, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes on the line of Nitin from Aurum Edge. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my line got disconnected in the initial part, so just wanted to understand what exactly we are planning in storage space, what kind of capabilities we are developing, and what do we want to achieve from there? Any revenue guidance that we are taking over there?
Battery storage. You are talking about battery storage?
Yes, sir.
So battery storage, initially we tried some bits. They went very bad, actually. So right now, I think we are just preparing some bits, but I'm not very sure of winning a contract, because the way things are moving here in India, they are very wrong, actually. And moving out, that another risk is there with the increasing dollar price and all other external factors. Each bid has got it assigned with its own risk, actually. So we are just cautiously going. That's it.
Understood. You mentioned about the entire mining projects revenue in our part. If I had to understand out of this 15,000 crore plus order book, what is the expected total revenue and during what period it will get executed based on the understanding as of today?
Sir, as I told, excluding mining, it will execute between 3 to 3.5 years. Mining project, you know that one project is 5 years and one project is 8 years. So based on that timeline only project is going to complete.
Okay. For this year, what will be the revenue guidance and EBITDA guidance? I missed that. Sorry if you already covered that.
This year, we are targeting somewhere around, you can say, 2,200 to 2,300 crores of the revenue, with EBITDA of around 8 to 9% this year. And next year should be the good year. We are thinking they try to cross 3,000 plus with EBITDA of around 11 to 12%.
Any new orders that are adding in these days, sir, will add up to our expectations. But we have not taken anything into consideration.
Got it. And previous participant also asked about the buyback, I think this may be the time considering the valuations that we are having. So what is the amount that you are keeping in mind? I know that decision is subject to the board, but there must be some amount, percentage amount that you must have kept in mind which you would like to assign towards buyback. And will it be in a market buyback or some other mechanism? What you are considering?
Actually, sir, there is a conclusion meeting supposed to happen, sir, on that. Definitely after that, we will try to come out with the details. Right now, it's all under assumptions only.
I got it.
Board meeting, board meeting only to decide.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you and wishing you best, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Vasudev with Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, can you just guide us the kind of revenues that we are looking to clock in irrigation, pipeline and mining projects in FY 27 and 28?
Now, irrigation is left out. If you adjust the unbilled, so irrigation order book is almost left to only 800 crores only. And out of that, majorly is the back-to-back project actually is there. And one package 3 is there. So this year, from irrigation, we do somewhere around 200 crores only. And pipeline is definitely 800 crores, order book is there. We will do somewhere around 300 to 400 crores in pipeline project in this year.
And sir, from mining, overall, what kind of revenues can we expect this year and next year?
Sir, actually, this year we are planning about, say, 150 crore this year, because mining is one, there are two projects, but I think this year, by March, we can only start on one, the two which is starting from September, and you know, they ask for 100 ton dumpers. Actually, those dumpers are likely to get delivered to the required quantum of dumpers, are supposed to deliver by November end, I think. By the time we put them into operation, it will be few more days. So I think last quarter only we'll be able to do solid execution in that this thing. But however, the quantity is happening from September with partial available equipments. So whatever best we can do, we'll do. But 150 crore we are expecting from this, plus or minus 20-30 crores. Depends.
Okay, and then next year, how much can we target from the mining project?
The 400 crores.
Both the projects?
No, actually, the only one Kusmunda I'm talking about. If that starts, I think Banhadi again, it'll be around 500 crore per annum, but we don't know when it will start. That's the problem, actually.
Okay, got it, sir. And sir, in EBITDA margin, like we're guiding for 8 to 9% for the full year, and you said around 11 to 12% in the second half In Q1, we already did about 15%. So was there any one-off? Because even our subcontracting expenses were quite low during this quarter.
Actually, in this quarter, actually, as we already told that, you know, one of the, we didn't actually upstream of cash surplus of around 19 crores, including GST. We did in this in our deal with our investors. So that was there in actually our Q1 results. So that's why this year it looks, it is considered that EBITDA is coming to 15%.
Okay. So excluding of that, what would be our EBITDA margins?
Around 5.5% is there.
Okay. Got it, sir. And sir, if you can just help me with the revenue split segment-wise for the first quarter.
Yeah. The first quarter revenue is actually from irrigation, it is just 3% actually. From HAM, actually, it will be it is 70%. And our EPC work, it is 25%.
Okay. And sir, on the CapEx front, at the company level, what is the overall CapEx that we are planning for FY27?
Actually, as we already informed, Q1, we did around 14 crores actually. And FY27, we are planning somewhere around, you can say around 350-400 crores actually, including basically mining CapEx will be more CapEx. So including that, it will be around 350-400 crores.
Okay. Got it, sir. And sir, just some bookkeeping questions. What is the standalone debt, cash, and outstanding receivables from Telangana as of the end of the first quarter?
Yeah. Standalone debt is nil actually. And consolidated debt is 1,975 crores. And standalone cash is 310 crores. And consolidated cash is 435 crores. And this receivables from the Telangana from package four is there, 1,300 crores is there actually. That is a overall receivables from irrigation will be around 1,450 crores is there.
Okay. Got it, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Bhavin Modi with Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So first question is with respect to the order book, sir. We have the order book of around 8,700 crores. So what is the amount of unbilled revenue factored in that order book? And second thing was with respect to the, so what is the amount for the unexecuted order book for the Somwarpet, which we have excluded this time and kept in the others?
So out of unbilled, total is around 1,220 crores as there in unbilled in our order book as of now. And your second question is what is Somwarpet is?
So last time it was around 153 crores. So what is that this time, the unexecuted order book?
It is 100 crores is there.
So it's around 100 crores.
Yeah.
So for the 1,220 crore, if you can provide the breakup in terms of what is the unbilled revenue for the road, for the irrigation pipeline?
Irrigation is around 825 crores. And around 400 crores is rest actually.
Yes, sir. So thank you. The second question was with respect to the when I'm seeing the numbers, order book numbers unexecuted. So sir, the Mysore-Kushalnagar package has still not picked up, sir. So what is the reason and what are we planning for this year?
Sir, actually, last two months back, I think they have given handed over full of land. Otherwise, we had only five, six kilometers in hand for package five and then.
Four.
Four also. Four also was there, only 30%-35% of the land was available. Because suddenly, the local public has reverted to asking for some service road. So wherever they wanted the service road, they have blocked that highway construction itself. So that was dealt with the government and then the central government. What NHAI made an agreement with the state government, that state government will acquire the land and then give them for execution of that service roads. Then they would do. Actually, it has taken a long time for giving the police protection to vacate those people from the obstructing. So recently, 2 months back, they have vacated entire land and they gave us. Now the execution is speeded up. I think this quarter onwards, things will move better, actually. We are even making arrangements. Actually, you know, we are even making arrangements for going COD by December for whatever the land which they made available for us, around 30-40% available the land was there. On that only we would like to do the PCOD and balance will execute the thing. Otherwise, you know, I am coming into, if the revenues are not started on the project, I am coming into kind of, you know, more clocked IDCs and all. So we are starting in that way also for that.
So then what we are factoring, you know, revenue from these two projects for the rest of the year?
So actually, entire project has to be completed, sir. Entire project complete, it should be completed by April. We are planning. Right. April end of coming April end or May maximum. That's it. We want to close that.
Okay. So one more question was with respect to, you know, the recent mining order that we won. So it was, I think, in the partnership, right? 50-50. So are we getting the back-to-back 100% EPC? So that's why we have taken the entire amount in our order.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are doing 100% EPC by taking back to back, sir.
Okay. And the last question is, you know, now most of the, you know, the road players, you know, are also entering the elevated metro space. We are still not, you know, obviously there must be some working, or the team building must be happening in the elevated metro space. So how are we looking, you know, at that space, the elevated? Have we started bidding for the projects in the elevated metro space?
Actually, sir, that Odisha Bhubaneswar bid we have done for elevated metro, subsequently that bid went with an unhealthy price, so we were not there in that. Later it got cancelled also, but I'm not going by that. But however, our struggles are on to go on this, sir.
Understood.
Because we have done a lot of segmental construction, so which that is easing out our this thing, and we have started the JV with NCC also for going on these projects.
Right, sir. Understood. So, any back-to-back, you know, arrangement with any of the, you know, leading groups, you know, for example, Adani or NCC, you know, or any of the, you know, big road players like Welspun, any talks which are going on?
Actually, sir, in fact, KNR, they wanted them us to come in. The thing is, the prices and all that were not suiting. And some pretender understanding we were asking, I think it is on. The discussion is on. Actually, there are certain southern projects only I am challenging, because if you go with the third parties, southern projects, chodke bhai dusre projects mein jayenge to, because of the rainy seasons, extended timings and all, we will not be able to deliver in time. At least in south, things are in control. So we would like to go in south only with the private players. So we are sorting certain bids, sir. Those bids could not happen.
But geographically, sir, you know, there are many bids, you know, which are coming up in Madhya Pradesh, you know, in the UPDA especially. So are we open to, you know, those states or those geographies?
Sir, UPEDA are not getting qualification because they asked for some express highways to be constructed. My express highways have not been completed yet. Only one we are doing. Greenfield express highway experience they are asking. So that UPEDA I am not getting qualification. So I am not participating in that, but rest of the bids I am participating.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot, sir. Okay.
You are.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Raj Sri Maitra with Incred. Please go ahead.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Thanks for the opportunity. So this question has been already addressed up to this. Your EBITDA margin being 5.5%. So what is the exact quantum? I didn't get the number. That has been booked, which is a one-off.
One-off is in revenue, it is around 76 crores of added in the revenue. And expenditure side also, it is around 30 crores has been there in expenditure side. So net 46 crores has been considered in the EBITDA.
Okay, thank
you. One-off, as a one-off, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Sudeep Bora with Ambit Capital Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So I know you have talked about it earlier, but just wanted to have an understanding about the margins and the IRR profile for the mining projects. Like, what range are we looking at?
The mining projects concerned, we have considered while bidding, I think we have considered about 6+ PAT levels in that. I haven't calculated for that equipment component, which we actually generally, we used to have a idea on highways, how EBITDA is coming up. But in this mining sector, what is happening that almost 500 to 600 crore worth of equipment is deployed and 400 crore turnover is expected around on every year. And this is to be continued for 8 years period time. So there are certain equipments which are getting terminated on buyback basis on every 2 years. Certain equipment are getting terminated on 5 years. So all that we need to have a detailed calculation, then only we will get the EBITDA levels. But otherwise, 6+ PAT levels are possible. Our estimate according to that.
Okay, sir, got it. And sir, just wanted to confirm the outstanding order book numbers on a few projects, like the multi-level flyover at IIT Hyderabad and the two EPC projects. One is the GHMC and the Shankarpalli Road at MGIT.
So this is actually for Khajagoda Triple IIT Junction. It is actually 459 crores is the closing order book. And MGI to Manikonda, I think you asked, that is same, around 83 crores is there. That is, sir.
Okay. And the other project, like three-lane flyover at Kukatpalli, that is completed?
No, that is, the Y Junction flyover is still there. It is not completed. 72 crores is order book is there. It has to start, okay. Actually, project has to start.
Okay. Yes, sir. So these were my questions. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a question that is from the line of Vaibhav Shah with GM Financial. Please go ahead.
In Q1, what is the order from, the revenue from water pipeline order?
Revenue from?
Water pipeline order revenue.
Because actually water pipeline is just 7 crores is their revenue.
But of that 830 crore order book, what will be the unbilled portion in water pipeline?
Water pipeline is already back-to-back is there, so there won't be any unbilled portion in the water pipeline actually. It is a back-to-back work will be there actually.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay, right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you all for joining us on this call. Please reach out to our investor relations consultant, strategic growth advisor, or us directly should you have any further queries. We can now close the call. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of KNR Constructions Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.